Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 4th, 2019. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." We are continuing the sixth chapter of John, this amazing discourse of Jesus in discussion with his interlocutors, if you will, about the nature of his ministry. It is a theological reflection on his feeding of the multitude and people seeking a further sign that he is from God. I've said quite a bit over the last couple of days about bread and Jesus feeding us by his presence, and we've had a fair amount of conversation around the words of about believing and eternal life and nourishment and what are our hungers. And as I've said, we liturgical Christians really see in this discourse a lot of Eucharistic overtones. And as I've thought about this passage, Jesus being the bread of life, offering his own self as that bread, and the eternal quality of this bread, that it feeds us to eternal life, I've probably been thinking more devotionally today about that and less sort of exegetically or theologically. What's it like to receive the Eucharist? What's it like to take that bit of bread and that sip of wine in the presence of our fellow sisters and brothers in community as the body and blood of Christ gathered around the table, where Christ is the host? It is such a simple act, and it is also intensely profound. I'm always aware of the privilege it is to not only celebrate the Eucharist in the midst of the people of God, but then to distribute it. And I never cease to be moved by the outstretched hands as people wait to receive that bit of bread. Old hands and middle-aged hands and young hands and toddler hands, hands of people that I know have dealt with difficulties and struggles over the previous week or months or years, people who have had their ups and downs of even believing. They've been battered by life. They've struggled. They've had challenges, and yet something propels them forward to receive this bread. And honestly, because we're a church that uses the very flat hosts, it's not exactly tasty, and yet there is something that is profoundly nourishing. I often reflect on how we receive it. Sometimes it's a simple act of obedience. Sometimes, I fear, if we're not careful, it can be rote or routine. And then sometimes it is an incredibly moving moment as we feel touched by God in this act that Christians have participated in for as long as there's been a Christian community. As I've thought about all of that, my thoughts kept coming back to a prayer that we use from time to time and throughout Lent at the early service, at the 8 o'clock service, where we're using Rite One in the Book of Common Prayer, but we don't hear it much or hardly ever at the 9:30 liturgy that we do at Trinity Church. But this prayer has been on my heart all day, and it seems an appropriate prayer to conclude these somewhat disordered reflections on receiving the Eucharist. In the prayer book, it's called the Prayer of Humble Access, and I want to share it with you now. It's on page 337 in the Book of Common Prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Amen indeed.